to look at our response to the difficulties we experience in life. When we are confronted with problems in life, we need to be able to deal with them in a God-honoring way. The psalmist says we need to be still people, S-T-I-L-L people. In the light of our problems, we need to be still people. What is a still person? A still person is someone who in spite of their problems, they still hang on to the Lord, trusting Him to see them through their problems. Here's what the psalmist says about being a still person. The psalmist says in Psalm chapter 42, verses 9 to 11, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why am I so depressed? Why is this turmoil in me? The psalmist concludes, put your hope in God, for I will, and here's our word, still praise Him, my Savior and my God. This is what it means to be a still person. In spite of David's struggles, he remained a still person. A still person praises God in spite of his or her circumstances. David says, put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. This is what it means to be a still person, trusting God in spite of our circumstances. In this psalm, David is questioning God about the problems he is facing. He accuses God of forgetting him. It is okay to question God for what He is doing in your life, as long as your tone of voice is a tone of trusting God, not accusing tone. Here's an example of accusing tone when talking to God. This is from Psalm 44, chapter 44, verses 23 to 26. It says, wake up, Lord, why are you sleeping? Get up. Don't reject us forever. Why do you hide yourself and forget our afflictions and oppressions? This is talking to God in an accusative tone rather than a trusting tone. David speaks to God in a questioning tone when he starts off his questions with God with the following word of trust. He starts off with this expression from verse 9. I will say to God, my rock. Then he goes into his list of questions. He calls God his rock before asking God any questions. Before you question God for the circumstances of your life, you need to affirm your trust in God's ultimate care for you. David ends his talk with calling God, God. He says, you are my Savior and my God. David frames his questions of God beginning with, I will say to God, my rock. And he ends with, my Savior and my God. His questions are between these two statements. In a parallel psalm, David repeats his pattern of questioning God, yet still trusting Him. He says in Psalm 43, verse 5, why am I so depressed? Why is this turmoil in me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. David was a still person, still praising God. He says he is depressed. His enemies oppress him, and he is taunted by his adversaries. But he says he is depressed and full of turmoil within him. But he's a still person because he still trusts in God. The psalmist asks God why, as he does not understand what the Lord is doing. But even though he questions God, he closes his prayer with trust in the Lord, saying, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. The key word here is still. In our times of struggles, when we question God for the situations that we are in, it is good to close your prayer time with, I will still praise Him, my God and my Savior and my God. Let's pray. Father, we trust You completely with our lives, but as we question You and face difficulties in life, we pray that You will help us to be still persons, still praising You, still trusting You, still putting all our hope in You.